brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 12th day of April 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Wide open telephones. Kurt Vonnegut died yesterday. I was shocked when I was a fan of several of his books and short stories. When I turned the computer on last night when I got home about 1 o'clock from work, and there it was, Kurt Vonnegut dead. I was very close to getting Kurt Vonnegut on the show. I was contacted by Kurt Vonnegut's people about a year ago, a little over a year ago. On my wall, I have a little lithograph artwork that Kurt Vonnegut did that he hand-signed and mailed me of a birdcage open with the bird gone, I guess the sign of freedom. And I don't know... I don't know if I should tell you what I know about Kurt Vonnegut, but I figure going to the grave, this iconoclast, one of the last living literary icons of the 20th century, very interesting person. He, of course, was captured in the Battle of the Bulge against the Nazis. He was in a POW camp when Dresden was bombed by the Allies. And then, of course, wrote Slaughterhouse-Five, because that's where they literally stayed. We put it into science fiction terms, where he's teleported back to time, back in time. Kurt Vonnegut is dead, and I want to think about it. You know, this morning I meant to take that picture off the wall, take it up here, because I wasn't going to scan it and put it up on the web, you know, when he was still alive. But I figure he's dead now, and it's interesting. I forgot to bring it from the house here to the office to... scan it in. I might send somebody over to my house to get it and put a story together about it. Well, I'll tell you about Kurt Vonnegut, I tell you what, when we start the next hour, because I need to think about what I want to say and how I want to say it. Who knows? In an hour, I may say nothing at all. I may not even put that piece of art that Kurt did that he mailed me just out of the clear blue sky. And then I had a chance to... Oh, it doesn't matter. We got all this serious news today. They want a new war czar. They want to completely abolish what's left of the Fourth Amendment. Really, there's nothing left, but they want to publicly announce it. Meanwhile, you've got the big... Don Imus distraction diversion. Rosie O'Donnell is right when she said that what he said is distasteful, but here come the thought police. Who's next? And one of the neocon websites was crowing for her firing. And I was kind of agnostic on the subject until last night. Fox News was on in the background monitoring CIA channel. And there was Bill O'Reilly talking with Al Sharpton. So I thought, here are two equally distasteful individuals. I will just turn the television set up and see what they're saying. And O'Reilly thinks it's wonderful. Let's fire everyone. He's calling for a national jihad, a witch hunt, a new red scare to fire anyone and everyone who says anything that is even slightly controversial. And I'll say it again, CPS in New York can take black kids and feed them pesticide till they die in test, and black community isn't going to say a word because the media isn't going to pick up on it. But people are going to, I mean, I've gotten hundreds of emails about this and a bunch of phone calls. Why aren't you talking about Imus? Well, I looked into Imus, and I'll tell you what I think about that when we get back. We'll be right back.
It's here. year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Again, Kurt Vonnegut died yesterday. I'm going to comment on my tenuous communications with Kurt Vonnegut and the nice note that he sent me and the piece of art he sent me. And I want to read a little bit from Slaughterhouse 5 coming up, and I'll do that in the next hour. We're going to have wide open phones today. We don't have any people scheduled for the show, which I like doing from time to time, just take phone calls and cover news. Let me just read you some of the headlines we've got here in front of us today. Three generals spurn the position of war czar. Bush announces he wants a war czar yesterday, and within hours, three generals have already said they don't want the job. Bush seeks overseer for Iraq and Afghanistan. So we'll get into Bush wants a war czar and leading into this report as well. Also, we will get into some new big eminent domain laws as they try to expand eminent domain, that is land grabbing your property. Also, last week I saw two separate articles pointing out that the Tillman family believes that there is more, could be more than just friendly fire in the death of Pat Tillman. And we did talk to Kevin Tillman about 6-7 months ago repeatedly. We did talk to Kevin Tillman's best friend, who was also friends with Pat. They said that, oh, well, we'll probably come on later. Right now is not the time. And then next time we tried the number, it was disconnected, and we were unable to get back in touch with Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman's brother, and others. And they told us some things over the phone that I didn't really want to repeat on air. But I did just say that there are people out there in the community who were not buying the story that Pat was killed in friendly fire. And now it's emerged that he did write letters, he did make statements that he abhorred. He told family he abhorred the Iraq war, that Iraq was not involved, that he'd been to Iraq. And, of course, he'd also been to Afghanistan, and that it was wrong what was happening. And we know that he was making noises about going public. Now, if you think they're going to let their poster boy, Mr. NFL football star, who they'd already made into a big hero, go shoot his mouth off about what he'd seen in Iraq and Afghanistan, you got another thing coming. And we held back on writing an article on this. I am a few of these to Paul Watson last week, and I guess he didn't do a story on it. We need to do one on it. I need to go do more research and kind of recodify all the research I've already done. That's kind of how my research goes. I pick up a piece here, a piece there, and then a year later I've got all the pieces, and I'm like, but I got to go pick them up again and put them back together. I've come across all the pieces, but I need to kind of reconfigure it all. Because that's the problem. There's just too much news here. And in tying into the whole Pat Tillman thing, there's new developments on that today. Remember Private Lynch, the convoy lost in the dust storm during the takeover of Iraq in 2003 in late March? And they get caught by an Iraqi patrol. And they claim that the Iraqis killed almost everybody in her group, but a few survivors, and that she went like Audie Murphy up on top of the truck with a heavy machine gun and literally just shot dozens of them and then fought them with a dagger and was killing men. And just, she's so powerful. We need women in frontline combat. You know, what Clinton tried, and everybody freaked out about, Bush was pushing, and everybody said, well, that's conservative. Absolutely. You know, borders being open is conservative, too. And assault weapon bans are conservative. You're a liberal. I mean, you're a liberal if you're not for it. And I ain't no liberal. And then it started coming out that Jerry Bruckheimer had been contacted when they knew what hospital she was in. And for 3 days, the Iraqi doctors were pointing out, no one's here. The troops have pulled out. You're in control. You're just a mile away. We've got several of your soldiers, including Private Lynch. We've got some dead bodies we collected as well. You know, we're pro-America, as most Iraqis were at the time. They believed all the propaganda. Please come get her. And so they contacted Bruckheimer by SAT. Link, he instructed the special forces how to go in, how to kick the doors in that were unlocked, how to make it look like it was a daring raid. And then they put out the story about how she fought people hand-to-hand with a dagger and was just like G.I. Jane or something, you know, destroying Spitznats or something, or Navy SEALs. I mean, she basically took on Godzilla and defeated him. And then it turned out that, I forget his name, it was a Hispanic fellow. A bunch of the drivers cowered and or got shot or ran for cover, as she did. One particular Hispanic gentleman did actually kill a bunch of Iraqis and did actually fight them hand-to-hand and did actually get killed and shot a bunch and stabbed at point-blank range. So they just kind of shelved him to the side, gave her all the credit. As usual, it's how it works. And then suddenly members of the group that had survived were going, no, that's not how it happened. And then members of the rescue team started saying, that's not how it happened in the raid. And was it four or five of them? One was in Arizona, in a middle-class neighborhood, you know, with a security fence around the house, cooking a welcome back deal in a barbecue, and somebody in a black uniform popped over the fence with a black mask on and double-tapped, fired twice and hit twice in the head. I mean, even if you're a good shot, actually going over a fence line and killing somebody takes nerve, and putting two shots at, I think it was only 15 yards, but still, that's a good shot, two shots, double-tapped to the head, splatter his brains everywhere. Then others would get pulled over. It looked like by police. You know, the person had been pulled over, no evidence of a wreck. They'd be drowned in 2 inches of water in a puddle. Other people would jump off bridges to their deaths, their heads knocked in. And so, I mean, the government definitely killed people to try to keep that myth going and to keep that propaganda bonanza working. So we should kind of rehash that and bring that into the Pat Tillman thing. And then I even forget, it was in several mainstream blogs last week, going, hey, was he killed? The family thinks they're more. He'd been criticizing the war. He told the family. Now, that's come out mainstream news. But now others are questioning, and we like to do that. I mean, we generally know exactly what's going on from the pieces of the puzzle we've gotten from past MO of the New World Order's actions, because the way they behave is habitual. They just do it by rote, kind of obsessive compulsively over and over again, just with different dressing, basically, different frosting on it. But it's the same cake, the same, you know, innards. And so now others have written it, Paul, so we can go and, well, we mentioned on air. I mean, I mentioned on air 6 months ago that there could be foul play. Well, hell, the Army colonel that did the first review that didn't do a whitewash said that it was more than negligence, and I think the word was a murder, homicide. Now, were guys jealous of him, all the gang member types that were in the Rangers nowadays? I mean, have you seen our military lately, folks? There's still some good people in there, but a lot of them, I mean, it's scary. I doubt it was probably some, you know, jealous gangbanger, because still, with the esprit de corps of that, they tend to reform themselves unless they're on base doing a, you know, hit for their commander, who may be lower in rank than them, but was a commander in the gang they're a member of. That takes precedence over it, the racial gangs. You know, that is a slight chance. I don't know, 10-15% chance that if it's foul play, that was what it was. But no, it's about an 85% chance that if it's foul play, which the evidence pretty much shows it is, that it is government up. And he got multiple taps. And, boy, Pat did really learn who he was working for, didn't he? You bet. You think you're going to go back and badmouth our war, boy? And I've seen mainstream editorials where they have come out and said, well, yeah, the government lied about how he really died, but, you know, it was friendly fire. Look, we just made him a hero. We need this myth, this comfortable myth. So what? The government needs to lie. It's a war. Well, the extension is just one more step to, well, the boy just doesn't know and doesn't see the bigger picture, and we can't let this get out, and send in black ops. Take out Pat Tillman. So we've alluded to it quite a bit, but now others are saying it. And the family, you know, has come out, even with the official report now saying that it was friendly fire, they're saying that's a lie. Well, what are they saying there? The family needs to stop waiting around. You know, I got on air, and I doubt she heard about it through the show, but we do have a lot of listeners. She might have, 15-20% chance, who knows. But I got on air the week before Private Lynch, Jessica Lynch, did go public, and I said, if you don't go public now, because all these members of your team and the people that went to rescue you were getting killed. I mean, in a one-week period, a bunch of them got killed. I said, Lynch, if you keep playing along with this and the book deal they've got for you, like the Brennan just got caught trying to do with their sailors that admittedly would stage book deals that the Ministry of Defense was using for propaganda and instant TV deals and the rest of it, and telling them they could profit from it as a way to pay them off. That blew up in their face. Well, with Lynch, I mean, she had a multi-million dollar book deal, and she came out and said, it's a fraud, it's a lie, it's a fable. And that saves your life, little girl, because they would have probably let the book start coming out, and then you were going to die in a car wreck or something. And, oh, look, the hero died in a car wreck. The hero died of food poisoning. Oh, man, let's just even sell more of the books. And remember our hero, our new blonde-haired girl. All right, we got that, and big news on 9/11. We'll cover when we get back. Stay with me.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Alone. Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 12, 2007. Gold is at $676.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $699.31, $352.71 for half ounce, and $176.36 for a quarter ounce coins. That's $699.31, $352.71, $176.36. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Was Kurt Vonnegut, the 9/11 truther. I'll tell you the next hour. Yeah, he died yesterday. He went on over the mountain. Into the wild blue yonder. Over the rainbow, as they say. So long. Have a good trip. Play a little bit of this song for Kurt.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says at last, just as the time bell rings. Good night,
Vonnegut, dead at 84. All right, I will comment on Kurt coming up later. But this is out of George Washington blog. We got it up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com right now. 911 family members file petition with NIST. Bill Doyle and Bob McElvaney today filed a petition with the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, seeking correction of inaccurate factual statements and analysis in NIST reports on the destruction of the Twin Towers. You see, you're going to have to answer for your scientific lies. Of course, they won't even say what made them fall now. They've been made to back off five times. Mr. Doyle is a representative of the largest group of 9/11 families, the Coalition of 9/11 Families, and lost his own son, Joey, in the collapse of the Twin Towers. Mr. McElvain, an outspoken 9/11 truth activist, lost his son Bobby when the World Trade Centers were destroyed. Another prominent 9/11 family member supports the petition, but declined for personal reasons to sign it. Yeah, fear. Also signing the petition are physicist Dr. Stephen Jones, scientist and former site manager, Environmental Health Laboratories and Division of Underwriting Laboratories Kevin Ryan, architect Richard Gage, a member of the American Institute of Architects, who has been a practicing architect for 20 years and has been responsible for the production and construction of documents for numerous steel frame and fire-protected buildings for use in many different areas, including education, civic, rapid transit, and industrial use, and the group Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice. The petition can be read here. It is also very strong and solid and very well. It should be noted that this work on the petition commenced many months before NIST petitions prepared by others were put together. And it goes on here. The important point is that we, last, what was it, Friday, we had Stephen Jones, Professor Jones, who's going to be here speaking Saturday night at the University of Texas, I think at like 7 o'clock at night, right after I speak. And it's always great to see him and his really wonderful wife. But Professor Jones has now gotten samples from the World Trade Center complex that have the aerosolized, congealed alloy, perfectly spherical or close to perfectly spherical globulates. And then he was able to do the different microprobe and analysis with the electron microscopes of that, and again, just more confirmation of the explosives residue captured in that metal. We are going to get a report out in the next few days on that. We have this report here. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. UN wants New York City cops to work for the United Nations. I'm not kidding. It's the Associated Press. We'll tell you what's really behind all this when we get back. And then we'll get into the Texas legislature takes on NAFTA and the North American Union superhighways. Good news on that front. And your calls coming up throughout the broadcast today. We also will play that James Bamford audio clip and several others.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
It is Thursday, the 12th day of April, 2007. Now, we're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Melissa, Habib, Chris, Richard, DW, and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air, of course, is 1-800-259-9231. I have a great online video and bookstore, and we have all the most important films, the hottest, latest, most informative documentaries like Iraq for Sale by the award-winning documentary filmmaker Robert Greenwald, Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, Who's Getting Killed and Who's Making a Killing. We have the great new documentary by Dr. Nick Begich, Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance. Also, 9/11 Press for Truth with the Jersey Girls. This is for anybody that says the victims all love George Bush and believe Al-Qaeda carried out the attacks. Well, you need to give them this video. 9/11 Press for Truth. Of course, my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. What did Dylan Avery, director of Loose Change, say about it? Terror Storm sets a new standard in documentary filmmaking. Alex Jones knocks it out of the park yet again. And it has the headline, "The terrorists aren't who you think they are. Throughout history, criminal elites inside governments have carried out terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm reveals how, in the last 100 years, Western leaders have repeatedly murdered their own citizens while posing as their saviors. In Terror Storm, you will discover that the September 11th terrorist attacks in London and many other terrorist events were self-inflicted wounds. You will witness British Special Forces troops caught in the act of staging terror attacks in Iraq and see official U.S. government documents laying out plans to hijack passenger planes by remote control. You will learn how the Reichstag fire, the Gulf of Tonkin, and the U.S.-backed Iranian coup of 53 are all interconnected false flag terror events. This powerful documentary explores the mindset of the average brainwashed Westerner and delves deeply into the systems of control which have been significantly and scientifically crafted to imprison their minds and keep their eyes closed to the realities of the world around them." I start babbling when I try to hurry, but this is important. I'm going to take my time. Extras and special features, speeches and commentary from the historic 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda Symposium in Los Angeles, California, featuring BYU physics professor Stephen E. Jones, actor and activist Charlie Sheen, Star Wars program presenter Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman, filmmaker Alex Jones, 9/11 Scholars for Truth founder James Fetzer, terrorism expert and historian Webster G. Tarpley, and then there's Martial Law and Dark Secrets and Sad Bohemian Grove film trailers. So it's over 3 hours on the film with the extras. And it's a must-have. And then last but not least of just some of the things I'm plugging here. Well, actually, two things I want to tell you about. Riddles in Stone. This just came out a few weeks ago. The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Part 2, and Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., the second volume in the Secret Mystery series. Part 2 explores the highly controversial subject of America's capital. Was the city built to reflect the majesty of American freedom or the hidden agenda of secret societies? With every major cornerstone laid by Freemasons, was the city built as a Masonic pattern? Embark upon an incredible journey as Riddles interviews experts on both sides of the heated debate. Watch as Freemasons apologists defend some of the most direct and hard-hitting questions concerning the influence of Masonry in America and its symbolism in Washington, D.C. Along with them are leading researchers who maintain that the occult architecture permeates the city and conceals a secret agenda. And it goes on, folks. You need to get Riddles and Stone at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, that number is 888-253-3139. Or you can simply get another powerful film or get them all together. You can get this with Riddles and Stone and get a big discount, or get it with America, Freedom to Fascism. You can get America, Freedom to Fascism with Terror Storm and get a big discount. Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism. This is the movie that you must see. This is the movie the government must keep you from seeing. That's what Mike Rivero said. Also, from Black Star News, the thought-provoking clarion call for the masses to wake up before it's too late, and the 60-second preview said, "See the cinematic call to arms," and it just goes on and on. The greatest and scariest film you'll see this year makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi, and it really is an important film, America, Freedom to Fascism. And this is updated from what you saw in the theaters when it was in theaters last year, and we have it. Not a duplicate, not a copy, not the old version. When you get this, you actually support. And we need your support. Aaron Russo, the filmmaker who's fighting for his life against cancer right now. We pray for him every day and my family. So all those films available and more at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139 or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones. And it's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then, of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see all 15 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, literally thousands of pieces of media, 3+ years up and running. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. It takes about 60 seconds to sign up and get your passcode at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let me cover this, and I'm just going to start taking calls through this hour into the next hour and then continue with some audio clips and other key news. About a lot of the different directions you, the listeners, take us in. UN wants New York City cops for peacekeeping. This is the Associated Press. Now, before I read this article, well, you know what? I'll read the article and I'll go over some history. Because the average person, this was in papers all over the country today, this is, oh, very interesting. Oh, you know, no big deal. Oh, it's just a request. Oh, the Mexican troops just helped with Katrina. Oh, the Norwegian AWACS just helped on 9/11. Oh, the German Air Force is here just helping with our airspace. And, oh, by the way, we signed deals with Mexican and Canadian government for them to fight terrorists on domestic U.S. soil, Army Times, NORTHCOM. Oh, Austin, you know, you're watching News 8. I said I'd get to this later, but, oh, you're watching News 8, and, oh, there's, you know, 24 Austin cops in a special program are being internationally deputized by the UN, and their counterpart, 24 cops from Tokyo, are coming here, and it's all part of an international program where they can go arrest people in Japan, and they can come here and arrest people in the U.S. You know, I'm just watching, didn't tape it. I literally rarely watch TV. Imagine what I'm missing. I turn on News 8, local, they only have like five of them in the country. It's a CNN local. And I turn on News 8, and there's a five-minute report about how great it is. And I'm scrambling to tape it, and by then it's over. That was like 5 years ago. It was back in the day before I even had a DVR on my TV in my house. But then I watch a little TV. I have trouble getting recorder. Then Then I'm too busy to haul the DVR down to the office and get the stuff I do record. Again, we're being hit by 1,000 punches. I don't even know how to cover this. But get to the article. UN wants New York City cops for peacekeeping. Associated Press, okay, April 12th, I was about to say yesterday because I read this last night, but I guess it was like 1:30 at my house. So, yeah, this is today. UN wants New York City cops for peacekeeping. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon asked New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg on Wednesday whether some of the city's police officers could be deployed with UN peacekeeping missions. Recruiting police for the UN's 16 peacekeeping missions around the globe has been historically challenging. Oh, see, they've got a challenge, and they need help. But that's all it is. They just need some help. You know, we need some help. Ah, the Germans and Mexicans are here. There are other troops. You know. New York City has one of the most diversified police forces around, and I think the Secretary General would like to explore possibilities. UN Deputy Spokesman Marie Okabe said before the meeting, getting police to join peacekeeping operations is one of the high priorities for the UN. It goes on, Bloomberg left the meeting without speaking to reporters. It says Stu Lozer, the mayor's spokesman, said that his office had no comment. The New York City has recently fallen short on its police recruiting goals, so it's unclear if it would have any officers to spare for international peacekeeping. The UN Peacekeeping Department said 321 American police officers are currently involved in missions abroad. That's a lot more than that. I guess that means they stay in the force somehow, because it's thousands of cops go and become mercs for them. And I've been in the YMCA, you know, coming out of the showers and seeing the bulletin board with ads for cops for the UN and cops standing around looking at it going, I'm going to join. I mean, the UN Peacekeeping Department said 321 American police officers are currently involved in the mission abroad, primarily training local police. Of those, 225 are in the Kosovo region of Yugoslavia, and others are in Haiti, Liberia, and Sudan. Now, this is all part of the slow process of marinating us in this. Every major city in the U.S. has sister cities. It's called UN mutualization, where the cities sign agreements and treaties and contracts with foreign cities. It's all UN-controlled. UNESCO, that Bush had his wife sign back onto 3 years ago, and a treaty signing in Paris with Jacques Chirac. They came right out, and that puts our universities, our public lands, the regulations under treaty agreement so that federal agencies have to adopt via treaty the guidelines of the UN, just like the WTO, the IMF, the World Bank, the XM, the World Health Organization. They all set the standards. And I got a call here, Stan. I did Google it. I did confirm. Chertoff just gave a speech 2 weeks ago. He's been giving several, saying we're soon going to be under total international law, and that's what we follow. Remember the Supreme Court justices? In fact, I wrote notes on this. I got to put that in the film. Supreme Court justices. I'm making a film right now about all this. There's so much evidence, I can't like grasp it all in my head. Supreme Court justices say we are under international law. And I remember to put that in the pile. I forgot to put that in the big folder stuff we're putting in the film. So remember all those announcements a few years ago and continually? Oh, yeah, well, the Supreme Court then has the World Court above it and other international agreements. See, oh, and they're now bringing it into court cases as precedent. Other people's laws, places that don't have due process or innocent until proven guilty. And then sure enough, I got articles today where, by the way, you know what, I'll cover it later, but remind me if I don't get into it. The New York Times is reporting, the Justice Department report says, don't worry, there's really no election fraud. I mean, what a joke, folks. And then they put a spin on it like, well, the Justice Department didn't want to release it, but it leaked. To add to it, like that adds, I mean, all these tricks they play. Oh, it's leaked. Oh, that really adds credibility that this wasn't for us to see, but it's in the New York Times. If you believe it, I got some, you know, Florida swampland I'm ready to sell you, ladies and gentlemen. I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. On the surface of the moon. I mean, it's just, when does it end? The tricks they play and the stuff they do. Oh, the Justice Department, complete criminals, butchering the entire Bill of Rights, lying to everyone, writing up memos saying they can torture children with pliers. I'm sorry, with vice grips. They say the president's Enron lawyer, Alberto Gonzalez, and John Yoo and the rest of this gaggle of crooks, they say, that'd be like if you had Al Capone up on the stand, and, oh, Al Capone says he's not a gangster. Al Capone says he doesn't run any whorehouses or gambling houses or liquor houses. Al Capone says he doesn't own a Tommy gun. Al Capone says he doesn't wear trench coats. Al Capone says... Oh, look, everybody, there's no problem now with the voting. The Justice Department says so. All right. I said remind me later. I want to go over the article. Let's go ahead and go to Melissa in Florida. Thanks for holding, Melissa.
Yes. I don't know if you remember after 9/11, the FBI gets on the television and wants information that'll help them. But I found a website. I believe it was binladen.com. I believe the organization was the Bin Laden Group. And I looked on their contact list, and there was a lot of American citizens that worked for them. So being naive, I sent that into the FBI. For the past 5 years, I've been surveillanced and harassed.
Anything else? What else is going on?
That's it. Well, there's a lot more going on, but I'm not going to get into it today.
Well, you know, that's really important, the point you raise, and I appreciate your call, Melissa, and I'm sorry that's happening to you, but, you know, we can't give in to fear. The truth is that there's surveillance going on all the time, and it's a panopticon psychological tactic to then surveil a few times, and you think you're constantly being surveilled. They don't have the forces to do it. All they can do is try to encourage massive spying, massive tattletaling by the society. That's why you see constant national ad council, you know, radio, TV, print ads about spying on your neighbor. First, it's look for terrorists, and a year later, oh, and pot smokers, because there's no real terrorists, but then they make pot-smoking terrorism, which they actually have. Or a fist fight at a school, something most of us did. I've got articles where they charge them as terrorists. They say, well, hitting somebody was terrorism. I mean, they're not playing games. They're arresting 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. They're arresting people for no reason. It's about getting you into the system. But, yeah, Saddam had no connections to CIA, to Al-Qaeda. But the government said he did and said he was behind the attacks. Now they've admitted he wasn't. The Carlyle Group, the Bushes, have just more connections than anybody else. The Wall Street Journal wrote about it 2 months before 9/11. And then they try to spin and say, it's not really true. We didn't fly the bin Ladens out. Miami Herald, Associated Press, in the 2 and 3 days after, they flew out 160-plus. There were at least 5 flights. Now, the media did spin, though, and talked about people that flew out 2 weeks later when the air ban was lifted. There were more waves. So they all play dog and pony shows, but those tricks work on most people. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
All right, final segment of this hour. Let's go ahead and keep going to your calls here. Habib in New York, then Chris Richard, BW, Michael, and others. Go ahead, Habib. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Been a long listener for almost a year now.
Well, thanks for tuning in. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I had two questions, one about both of them related to 9/11. My first question was, how do you respond to those who say that even though fire didn't melt the steel in the building, it weakened it, so it crushed on itself?
Well, that had never happened before. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. NIST now says they don't know why 7 fell, but the debunkers still keep using their disproven reasons. Also, you have a woman standing in the hole, you have, and other people, you have black smoke, meaning it was 400 to 550 degrees maximum, you have giant steel columns, 4 foot around, you have NIST and FEMA saying there were no central columns in the building when there were 47 4 foot around ones with fireproofing all around it. I mean, your iron stove, your steel stove, even your aluminum stove doesn't melt when you're cooking something at 550 degrees for 100 years. And it doesn't weaken, you know, to any great degree. And stuff would have sloughed off if something did weaken. We've seen buildings burn for days with white-hot flames, and then small supports will kind of melt and, you know, bend down and hang, but none of the big ones even move. And so it's a total and complete fraud, and the blueprints are now public. They even tried to lie about the blueprints, but the blueprints are now public for the towers. And it's just absolutely amazing the type of spin we're seeing.
Yeah, so I guess Building 7 is sort of a big key over here. My second question was, what is your personal opinion on Osama bin Laden? Obviously, he has his own agenda, whether or not he's related to the U.S., but as of your best knowledge, do you think he's in bed with the U.S., or what's up with him, do you think?
Absolutely in bed. The lead Saudis are in bed with the New World Order. I wouldn't even say the U.S., I wouldn't call it the Iraqis. I wouldn't call it the Jews. I wouldn't call it the U.S. I wouldn't call it any group. It's just the, you know, evil people that are in control who combine forces together and invest together in the. I mean, look who owns Carlyle. The Bin Ladens, the Queen of England, the Bushes, James Baker, George Shultz. I mean, a handful of people, and they literally vacation together. They hang out together. Bin Laden was trained in the U.S. Osama Bin Laden was known to be a main conduit commander for the CIA and the Mujahideen. In the war from 1979 until what? Until 87, 88.
Yeah, around 89. But
I mean, let me just go back here, though. Again, people can't have their cake and eat it too. You know, because some Arabs are like, no, the U.S. didn't do it, or Israel didn't do it. Our beloved, look how tough us, you know, Muslims are. You know, you don't think we're smart enough to do this? You know, Bin Laden couldn't make NORAD stand down. Bin Laden couldn't do all these things. Now, I know in one statement Bin Laden said that he didn't do it, and then in another he supposedly said he did, and then Bandar Bush, you know, Sheikh Bandar, the Prince Bandar, who was on Larry King a few years ago, said, oh, he was on, I'm going to let you talk a minute, I'm trying to answer your question properly. He was on Larry King Live, and Larry King Live was calling Bin Laden names. I've got to get a tape of this. The kind of things I see, this is just what I caught, folks. This is what I catch. I'm sure you saw it. He was calling Bin Laden bad names, and Bandar Bush said, don't talk bad about Bin Laden. I mean, that's how sick this is. At those higher levels, I guarantee you they sit around and Bush talks about how great, you know, job he did. The info we have is that Bin Laden died in and around 9/11 or shortly after of kidney failure. That was one reason it was, and then he becomes a hero in the Middle East. His family makes an additional $3 billion that year alone on Carlyle Group stock increases. Stay there, Habib. We'll come back and we'll get your take on it. If you disagree, that's fine. I'm just giving you the facts here, okay? I mean, their family's been working for British Intel since 1918. They are the British arm in Saudi Arabia.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.